This goes to Melissa Mirtha, M like Mary, U-R-T-H-A, C like certified, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-695-2316. Regarding Carol, last name Bennett, B like a boy, E-N, N like November, E-T-T. Date of birth, February 28th, 1944. Dear Miss Mirtha, this is a follow-up visit for Miss Bennett with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was June 5th of this year. Since that time, she was started on glipizide 2.5 milligram daily for slightly higher than desired blood sugars. She knows that the hemoglobin A1C was somewhere between 7 and 8. And she has been on that in the past and had some trouble with low blood sugars, but this is a very low dose, so she's hoping that it will work well without causing symptomatic hypoglycemia. And her weight is stable. She does have chronic edema of the lower extremities that is unchanged. She does try to limit salt intake and does not drink excessive amounts of fluids. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or recent illnesses. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I also want to highlight lisinopril, 20 milligram daily, and hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram once a day, in addition to her current routine medications. Physical exam, weight 241 pounds, pulse 65, oxygen saturation 97% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 66. Neck is supple without lymphadenopathy or jugular venous distension. Heart is regular. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. No pulsatile areas, no ascites. Extremities, 2 to 3+ edema of the lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done December 1st, 2023. Intact parathyroid hormone normal at 40. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 10.0. Albumin is 3.8. Phosphorus 2.9, creatinine is 1.2 with estimated GFR of 46, hemoglobin 11.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage number one is stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. Two, hypertension is currently at goal. Three, diabetic nephropathy, just recently started on glipizide. The patient will have a recheck visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.